Here you go. Let's start a little happier here today, Michael. Ready?
Oh.
Does that make you feel a little better now. Today?
I'm hungry now.
Oh, you're hungry now?
That music's making me want to eat.
Makes you feel like you're standing in line at like sandwich shop or something. All right, hey, welcome to Thin Line Believers again. Hey, this week you got Michael and Adam. We're going to talk about where we're headed as a society, and it's not good. It's not good, but hopefully we can bring it in for a landing at the end and maybe leave you a little less depressed. But it's not looking good. And we've got some current events here that we're going to cover to prove our point. And we're going to compare this to what Jesus said in Matthew 24, Luke 21, not 17. That's the prayer. Anyway, somewhere in John, he talked about this too. But we're going to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah a little bit here, because Jesus mentioned that as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so it will be before the coming of the Son of Man. And if you followed us for very long, you know that we're believers in the pre-tribulation rapture, which means that before Jesus comes back, we're out of here, right? So with that in mind, if things are getting bad right now, and we're going to prove to you that they are, then we got to be looking up, because we're going to be out of here pretty soon. Now, we don't want this just to be doom and gloom, because that, according to Titus 2:13, is our blessed hope, right? That we're going to get out of here. We're going to escape these things. Just like Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, pray that you're worthy to escape these things. And you and I aren't worthy based on our own righteousness. We are worthy positionally based on his righteousness, because it's through him that we're saved. So without further, I'm going to share my screen here. If you're watching, check this out, because this right here is kind of wild. If it ever loads. Are you seeing what I'm looking at here, Michael?
I am.
Okay. So, Utah's Westminster College offers porn class where students will watch pornographic films together. A private liberal arts college in Utah will offer an entire class on porn in the 2022-23 academic year, and students will watch pornographic films together as part of the class. Westminster College will offer the class titled Film 3000. Is that a 300? I don't know what that is. Porn. And states on its website that hardcore pornography is more popular than Sunday night football. I believe that. Hardcore pornography is as American as apple pie and more popular than Sunday night football. Our approach to this billion-dollar industry, you heard me right, billion, is as both a cultural phenomenon that reflects and reinforces sexual inequalities, but holds the potential to challenge sexual and gender norms, and as an art form. Can you believe that, Michael? An art form that requires serious contemplation, the course description states. I think that's probably good enough. So, hardcore porn as a class.
I'm going to lose it, man.
You told me you were going to laugh. You said you were going to laugh.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, okay. So we go back to, let's go back to Genesis here. Okay. In Genesis 18, we see this meeting between what we know now as a pre-incarnate Jesus, right? They call him the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament. And these two angels that show up with him, and they come and they talk to Abraham, right? Abraham is the first Hebrew, in case you didn't know. Chosen by God, separated from his family to make a great nation out of him. And indeed he does. There's a threefold promise there. He promises that he would bless him as far as lineage goes. His ancestors would number like the stars in the sky, and he's done that. He promised that they would be blessed and that the world would be blessed through them, and we have indeed been blessed through them. If nothing else, they have preserved the biblical record extremely, extremely well. And the third promise that they received was a land, and I know I'm kind of taking a sidetrack here, but that's the one thing that they haven't received yet is the entire land promised to them. They have Israel, but Israel's not nearly as big as is promised. Someday they'll get that, though. But here, Jesus talks to Abraham. And if you want to go to Genesis 18, you can. If not, that's all good. But Jesus actually talks to himself here for just a second. He says, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing, since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I have known him in order that he may command his children and household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him." And the Lord said, he's talking to Abraham here, "Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know." So I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but one of the major outcries against Sodom and Gomorrah here was their sexual deviancy, I think we can say. And we see that proof in the next chapter here, that these angels that go down, they're brought into Lot's house, and Lot was called a righteous man there in Hebrews, in the Hall of Faith, we call it, Hebrews chapter 11, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
And all these fellows showed up and were telling Lot to send the men out so that they could have relations with him, with them. And I'm trying to keep it rated PG here, but there's a reason that sodomy has the word Sodom in it, and we're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah here. So that's where this comes from. And so if you want to know where the country is headed, where the world is headed, actually, because this isn't just an American thing. We're becoming more and more European as we go on here. But if you're wanting to know where society is headed as a whole, we don't really have to look much further than this article about a porn class being offered. And Michael, I'm going to let you chime in here in a second, but I want to say that it blows me away that what we're doing now is we're minimizing our sin, because it really wasn't very long ago, if somebody wanted to look at porn, they had to hide themselves, right? I mean, you said, mm-hmm. you talked about, you know, kids that find dad's porn stash, right? And I don't mean porn stash like, you know, this mustache on my face. I mean, their magazine pile, or they'd have to, you know, cover themselves up if they were going to go to an actual physical place. And there was a certain shame attached to it. Now we're almost changing the description of it and saying, hey, this is art form now. So now it's totally acceptable because it's art.
Well, while you're talking about that, I just laugh because everywhere throughout scripture, and especially, you know, this is thin line believers. Obviously, you're either a firefighter or a cop. That's our background. We wear a badge. And there's what's called a crime, you know, and obviously, you're living in a state that's liberal, just north of California, which is ultra liberal, and they're making crime okay. You know, the Bible says in the last days, you know, we're going to see evil to be good, and good is evil, right? What's sad, you know? Well, who are the yahoos at Utah Westminster College that approved this, right? If I was a parent, if I was a donor, no matter how liberal the college is, your name's tied to the college now, because there's people that are donating, they might be, alumni, and they want to donate to, the college liberal arts building or music building, whatever. And all of a sudden, some idiots in the curriculum, hey, let's have a porn class. And my assumption is whoever wanted to offer this is they're addicted to it. Because how sometimes we want to expose our sin because of psychological issues. But if I was a parent, I would be immediately pulling out my kids from that school. I don't care if they're getting ready to graduate that year or not. And they're like, you're not going back to that school. And it's like you got to take that hard line stance, like, but dad, I'm not going to take that class, blah, blah, blah. No, you're not going. Because, what Isaiah 5, it's going to be those days that we're going to call, evil good and good evil. And that's what we're living in. That's, completely what we're living in. Let's expose the dirty, rotten, vulgar life out into the open. I saw on Alan Graham's page how they're exposing childhood, whatever you want, the grooming, as they call it. Where this girl's a little girl, maybe she's like 5, 6 years old, dressing up, walking down the catwalk, doing the stupid little strut, and all the adults are like,
"And you sent me?
I don't know if I sent that to you, but
You sent me
I'm
something,
just,
and I thought that was a boy."
was it a boy? Well, it could have been a boy. I don't know, but it's just upsetting because I would venture to guess the majority of America are against this stupidity.
Well, I would hope so, but they're awfully quiet about it.
And that's the problem. We're
Right.
quiet.
Yeah.
And we're letting the few with the debaucherous mindset run our country. And it's sad because, and I'm not surprised because, we talked about how the Lord's going to take us home, in due time. But I think it's just, how do you call it? A sad situation where we're living in times like, I've been reading Daniel for devotions. I'm just reminded in the first chapter how Daniel and his three buddies, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're living in times that's no different than us today. If you think about it, with King Nebuchadnezzar, in verse 8 of Daniel chapter 1, it says that he purposed in himself, in his heart, that he would not eat of the king's meat or delicacies, right? And I think that's what we're living. I mean, obviously, for a school to just openly say, hey, we're going to have pornography class, and I laugh and I'm serious about it, but I want to see, I don't want to see it, but I just would like to see while they're showing these videos. I think there would be they should stream it live, the whole classroom, to see who's in there, to expose them to, because if you're signing up for the class, your mind's just mentally deranged, and But you know there's going to be idiots that's going to sign up. And
yeah, but wasn't it John that said, you know, that that the world is going to do with the worldly things? Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that it's, since because there is this lack of shame involved anymore, that points to where we are as a society. Like we have, you know, I'm reading one of Ken Ham's books, which Ken Ham is awesome. Founder of the Creation Museum. And anyway, he's talking about evolution. He talks about how society as a whole is become depraved, and it's a result of more and more rejection of faith and of God. Mm-hmm. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you mentioned earlier how, I mean, even when I was a kid growing up, like Playboy, Penthouse, that was behind the counter, mm-hmm. in the liquor store. That was covered, and you only saw the letters. And back then, there was somewhat of decency that, you know, that is for adults, right? And but now it's like completely out in the open.
Yeah.
And to think we have to kind of usher and guide our kids through this miry clay, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, I just laugh because it's like, did Hugh Hefner, before he died, donate millions of dollars to these schools to one day, I want to have porn classes? You know, I mean, when you apply for a job and on your graduation cert or whatever, what kind of certificate are you going to get? You know,
I mean, if Jesus doesn't come back soon, I mean, what kind of degrees are going to be offered? Oh, I have an arts degree with a minor in pornography studies. You know? What's next? Seriously, what's next? How far further down can we go?
Yeah. And, you know, the further we walk away from the Lord, the further the debauchery it's going to go into.
Definitely. Yeah,
for sure. You know, and this is where I feel for more for cops than firefighters is, cops by nature see sin regularly. Mm-hmm. Like debauchery is out there for cops.
Yeah.
Out in the open. Mm-hmm. They, you know, it's not, we don't need to go see the news to see sin. It's there, right? When you get 911 calls and you go show up to the scene, you just see the worst of the worst. You know, child molestations, rapes, domestic violence, you know, not only in marriages, but you see a huge amount of domestic violence amongst the gay community, but that's never reported. And it's crazy how evil it is, right? And the further the debauchery goes, the less righteousness that's going to take place. And it's going to be hard for cops to do their jobs.
Yeah.
And, you know, then, you know, cops are going to be finally, well, I guess I'm going to have to be a firefighter.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to camp out on this too long, but I do want to talk about real quick. Why in the world, why does it matter? Why is porn such a big deal? I've got a couple of reasons for you. Okay. Number one is that in Genesis, okay, God created them. God created the man and woman, and they were to come together as an act of love toward each other, and they were to become one. Okay. And God said that through the pains of childbirth that Eve would give birth. And so when we get into this, when we get into this porn industry, it's taking away from what God intended. Okay. God intended for a husband and wife to come together within the sanctity of marriage to become one. And to consummate their marriage. Okay, so that's, sex is supposed to be reserved for the marriage bed. And I'm not saying that I'm this golden child or anything like that. Okay, I'm not condemning anybody for looking at porn. Okay, I've had my own issues with it in the past. But I'm saying that porn is a sin. And my second point would be from Matthew chapter 5, I believe, where Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, he told them that if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've committed adultery. So another one of those sins that we think, well, we haven't touched this woman. We haven't, you know, but if you're looking at porn, you're looking at this with lust in your heart. That's just how it is. There's no way around it. If you choose to look at porn, that's what you're looking at it for. And so you're committing adultery in that. But we'll talk in this next topic about, you're not being condemned for that, but actually, Mike, let's finish this one up and we'll just, we'll do a second one on the next topic. We'll just jump right into that. How about that?
Yeah. And just on a side note, well, it shouldn't be a side note, but those that are listening or watching this, when you're watching porn, from a trainer nutritionist perspective, you are ruining your testosterone levels and estrogen levels if you're a female. When you're engaging in porn, and that leads to a psychological vortex of going downhill, and it leads to masturbation. You're searing into your mind a false reality. You know, well, number one, it's gross. It's just like, you know, it's just, you know, it's just no one. You don't ever hear of any guy or girl after they have masturbation, man, that was a blessing. It, because God didn't create it to be.
Yeah.
You know, biblically, the Hebrews are told not to let the seed out and to fall on the ground, right? For it, for the Jewish culture, man, that's a big no-no. You're not to allow the seed to fall into the ground. So, but, you know, there's a pastor by the name of Mark Gunger, Celebration Church in Wisconsin. He talks a lot about the destruction of pornography and masturbation, both on the male and the female side. Well, let's watch it together. It's good for our marriage. It's not. It's destroyed so many marriages and relationships because you're no longer looking at your spouse and you're picturing someone else in your mind when you're with your spouse. That's what it's doing. And like you said, it's a sin, but on the physical, psychological level, it'll destroy who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, athletes are told, don't have sex before a competition. Because track stars, UFC fighters, boxers, you know, they're told, don't have sex before competition because your performance levels on the playing field takes a dive. And so there's studies on that all over the place. So if that's the case, how much more that we ought to be staying away from, abstaining from pornography, because, you know, it is a dumb sin. Just knock it off. And it's not worth wasting time and energy on that because you're ruining your life, you know, and you're giving money to the devil when you mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah, 100%. You know? Definitely.
Because, you know, the Bible says redeem the time, mm-hmm. right? That is not redeeming the time. And, you know, I guess we can just touch upon a little bit of the Utah's hardcore porn to soft porn. You know, before we started recording, we talked about OnlyFans, right?
Or fans only?
Fans only fans, whatever.
I don't know, whatever. Who cares?
You know, I have my fan on up there. Yeah. I was thinking about that, but when I found out about that stupid site, it's basically soft porn. You're paying a membership to look at somebody, you know. And like you said, Jesus says you've committed adultery in your heart. Mm-hmm. And it's just heartbreaking because you hear about, was it Lionel Richie? Somebody famous, where the daughter came out saying that she's going to go into the porn industry. And there was a teacher at a particular church in Southern California. And it was discovered that the teacher was a porn star. And kind of in a roundabout way, I think a dad who was addicted to porn saw the teacher, and God used that to convict him, repent. But then now, okay, I need to face this issue. Brought it up to, you know, the leadership, and, you know, she was placed on administrative leave for the investigation, and ultimately they got rid of her. And this girl who's a teacher thought that it was no big deal, because her reason was, well, God created sex, so therefore,
yeah,
I can do this because I enjoy sex. And I'm like, did you miss that portion where the Bible says sex was made for the marriage bed? And the Bible says, do not awaken love until you're married, you know? And so, but again, you know, not to stay on this forever, but just from a, you know, standpoint, you got to stop that because it's going to ruin your psyche.
Yeah.
And we talked about this before we started recording. I still have images of pornographic, or back then when they didn't have videos, it was on paper. It was in a magazine form. I was fifth, sixth grade. I still have those images in my head. Not their faces, but their body parts. Mm-hmm. And it breaks my heart that it does that.
Yeah.
Because we can't undo what goes into our eye gate. And for those of you that are struggling with porn addiction, number one, just stop and repent. And if you need help, there's resources out there to help you.
Yeah.
And, you know, reach out to us and we can send you resources, but just stop. You know, it hurts God. You are looking at a brother or a sister that's created in the image of God that you are playing stupid games in your head by watching that. That's enough.
So, and like you said, you need to stop. That's true. And it, you know, it may not be that easy. When I was struggling with some stuff like this, first of all, Paul says to take your thoughts captive to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so that was the first step for me, is I had to take my thoughts captive, because when you get into that mind space, it's a slippery slope, and it goes downhill real fast. So, take your thoughts captive unto the Lord. And one of the things that I learned to do, which I don't even remember where I learned this, but it was extremely beneficial. And I think it's one of the saving graces for me, was, when I would get into that mind space, I would purposely start praying blessings over people. It didn't matter who the people were, but you know, the strategy was, okay, if the enemy is going to start planting these thoughts in your head, if he's going to start tempting you, okay, then I'm going to counteract. And this is war. This is spiritual battle, right? I'm going to counteract with blessings over people. And the devil doesn't like that. The enemy doesn't like that. And so I'm going to keep praying blessings over people and blessings over people. And, you know, and part of that is also Paul said, don't give the devil a foothold. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe John said that, I can't remember, but anyway, don't give the devil a foothold. And so, you know, in counteracting those temptations, that was a big place to start. But I think we'll maybe bring a guest on here in the near future. Hopefully, you know, Michael's reached out to some people about this kind of stuff, some people that know a lot more about this than we do. So, anyway, hopefully we'll get that Thanks for listening to this one. We're going to get right into the next one. If you like the shirt that I'm wearing right now, thinlinebelievers.com has it. The hats are coming soon. We just got these in. In case you can't see it right there, it says Jesus is King. It's a good one right there. So anyway, let us know. It's also not just in flat brim. We've got that in trucker style. Anyway, Mike, let's do a quick prayer to get out of this one real quick.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Heavenly Father, first and foremost, Jesus, we thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Speaking of the topic of pornography, Lord, that's not a sin that you did. You also died for as well. And Lord, I know the enemy likes to remind us of our sins and to grind it into our brains and into our minds, Lord. And Lord, we know you died on the cross for our sins. I'm reminded when the Pharisees threw the woman at your feet, trying to set you up, Lord, you stooped down and you wrote on the ground. And Lord, you told that woman that was caught in adultery, you know, today your sins are forgiven you. And Lord Jesus, you died on the cross for the sin of pornography, Lord, the sin of lust, the sin of adultery, and on, Lord. So for that, we thank you. And as Adam was saying, Lord, help us to take captive in our minds our thoughts, and to, Lord, to put into our minds the blessings that we need to, not only for ourselves, but for others, Lord. And in the Proverbs, we're told in Proverbs 27, when we water others, we'll be watered ourselves. And so, Lord, help us to refresh others so that we might be refreshed. So we just ask for your blessings now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right.